Item number three is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, revising the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee's final report by including an acknowledgments page. The recommended action is to receive and place on file.
Ms. Black and Mr. Kuglich are here with us.
Chairman, Supervisors, I think you all know the history of the committee that was formed, but it was really Supervisor Jurczyk, along with Supervisor Broderick, but it was really Supervisor Jurczyk that was the catalyst for this whole committee that was put together, and I'm very proud to say that if you've seen the DVD come to life, and obviously the report, and then we also have just kind of a smaller visual report of this, that we're here for you to adopt the recommendations, and we've taken it to the GMC, we've taken it to the county executive. We're meeting with the governor on Friday. We've had the public hearing. There was about 100 people in attendance. It was very well received. It's on JS Online, the DVD is. So as far as being inclusive and transparent and trying to bring as many people to the table as possible, I think we were very successful in that. I just hope that we move adoption and can move forward.
Thank you. Mr. Kuglich, you're here for item number four. Or do you have comments you'd like to make regarding this?
No, the director made them all. Thank you.
Fine. Committee? Supervisor Jurczyk.
I will move approval. Let's see. We did receive a place on file, and we've got number four for the action item.
Four is the action item. This also calls for a revised final report acknowledgement page. So okay. It's a relatively minor detail.
Receiving space on file with the revised report would be appropriate, I assume. I would just like to put this in a little bit of context. You know, sometimes we forget where we've been and where we're going. So just to go back a little bit, this whole planning initiative arose out of the O'Donnell Square tragedy. And at the time, there were some calling for total demolition of O'Donnell Square. Others, particularly some of the museums, calling for keeping parking. And it was really placed on the supervisor to make some critical decisions at that time. The board, I think, wisely decided to fix and reopen O'Donnell Square. And knowing the history of that facility and being concerned about it going forward, decided to do it in the context of long-range planning and really for one of the first times brought together multiple jurisdictions and parties, including the city of Milwaukee, their development department with Rocky Marcou being a member, the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Discovery World, Betty Brin Museum, with different needs and different desires with regard to O'Donnell. It also brought together the UWM School of Planning, Urban Planning through Robert Green Street, Michael Cudahy, who had his own vision and, of course, very involved with Discovery World. Fortunately, Gary Broderick, the supervisor and representative of that area. And with this diverse group, and certainly I want to recognize Director Black, certainly her excellent leadership in moving this along. We gave her a lot more time to do this, and she told me she was going to get it done in that short time. I thought she was maybe smoking something, but she was able to actually pull that off and did it, I think, in a creative way by having these committees break apart and address separate issues. And those committees then even became more diverse. I was on the committee that Rocky Marcou chaired, and then put the best thinking together, brought it back to the whole committee, and developed this report. So I think this board should be at least recognized for doing something right for getting it right this time, for doing it in a context that was inclusive, that I think will pay dividends in the future. If we continue to have problems with O'Donnell, there's now a real vision for what we want to do with that facility. And also for giving the institutions a planning document to kind of know for themselves where we're going long range, so that the Off-Milwaukee, the Art Museum, the Discovery World, even Betty Brennan knows kind of where they're going for their own future planning. So I think it's been an inclusive type of activity, and I think it's something that we can all take pride in. But sometimes this board is forgotten for our role. And I just want to bring us back into it, not to take anything away from Director Black, because she certainly did a great job. But we also had a role, and I think the decision-making we did turned out to be pretty wise. So I will move acceptance of the revised report. Thank you.
I am receiving place on file.
Yes.
I assume. Motion before us is to receive and place on file. Are there further comments? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 7-0.
Item number 4, please.